News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
707 FM Talk 106.5, the Thursday edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad you're here. Three big things, top of the stack on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Mobile Council passes altered budget. Mayor Sandy Stimson talks with FM Talk 106.5. You can read the story, listen to the podcast from yesterday right there. First link on our three big things. Second up, USA student suspended, food service vendor employee fired following the noose investigation. We'll get into that some more. And Ford Kavanaugh at a Senate hearing, a viewer's guide. Those three big things, top of the stack on FMTalk1065.com. Dr. Bill calling for more rain today. How much? Well, he'll update our forecast in just a second. Right now, we'll check the ride in with Kane.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had some showers in Baldwin County from Malvis and also near the Bayway, so be careful. Accidents clearing. They're older, but still there at University and Old Shell. Also, I've got one eastbound I-10 between Broad and Duval Street. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival. They present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Taste exotic cuisine, enjoy entertainment, and shop for special treasures. Get details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As the nation readies itself to continue to watch the nomination process of Brett Kavanaugh to Supreme Court play out, former Senator candidate Roy Moore is back in the headlines. Well, at least his name is. President Trump held a press conference in New York. He was asked about allegations of sexual assault against Kavanaugh and why he, quote, always seems to side with the accused and not the accuser. Well, President Trump responded by saying, quote, he was not happy with Roy Moore, but Roy Moore was a Republican candidate. I'd rather have the Republican candidate win. I was very happy with Luther Strange, who was a terrific man from Alabama, but he had a lot of things going against him. Moore, the state's former chief justice, lost the December election to Democrat Doug Jones after allegations that Moore had improper sexual contact surfaced. That allegation and many of them surfaced from back in the 1970s with teenage girls. Moore won the GOP nomination after defeating Strange, who had been appointed by former Governor Robert Bentley to serve out the U.S. Senate term of now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. President Trump had initially backed Strange in the GOP primary, but then he switched his endorsement to Moore in the general election. In terms of Brett Kavanaugh, the president says that this is a case of the Democrats using allegations against Kavanaugh to destroy, quote, a man's reputation, and that these are all false to me. These are false accusations in certain cases. I can only say that what they've done to this man is incredible. You now have another location to earn that degree if Strayer University is your school of choice. On Tuesday, the third Alabama campus opened its doors in Montgomery. School officials say the location will serve working adults with a leaner classroom model while offering on-site support resources. Strayer University offers degrees ranging from associate's, bachelor's to master's and MBAs with both online and in-person instruction. Strayer has campuses in Huntsville, Birmingham, and more than 70 nationwide. Classes start October the 1st. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The University of South Alabama says private information for nearly 800 students eligible for an academic scholarship was accidentally attached to an email sent out Tuesday. The email was sent to 450 of those students. The university released a statement saying, when the situation became known, the university promptly contacted the students. The students' ages, race, major, credit hours, and GPA information were all included in the email. A woman in Foley is charged with disorderly conduct after a few tense moments during a school field trip Wednesday morning. Around 11 o'clock Wednesday morning, a woman ran into a bowling alley full of kids and began yelling statements like, "Terrorists are coming and I'm here to protect you." The woman then ran to nearby businesses and began acting erratically. Police continue to investigate. Escambia County deputies arrested a man for intent to sell a number of drugs from a home within 1,000 feet of a school. Deputies say Brad Tucker of Brent, Florida, is charged with possession and intent to sell. They found nearly 8 pounds of marijuana, 1,400 Xanax pills, and more than 25 grams of cocaine in a home on Flagler Drive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Auburn. Into Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Southern Miss.
Auburn pins its ears back, and he's dropped.
The Tigers finish their four-game homestand against the Golden Eagles.
Steps back to throw. On first down, he'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz. Touchdown.
Coverage begins at noon Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
712 FM Talk 106.5. Rain in the mix again today. It's in the mix this morning already. Dr. Bill with a full forecast. Look forward to the weekend and a look at the tropics coming up at 7:35. Bus Captain Bobby joins us at 7:50 for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Now time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
We'll start with football. Jack Driscoll is Auburn's starting right tackle. He's a grad transfer from UMass, and he's getting accustomed to life in the SEC.
It's definitely more of a grinder. You're seeing better competition week in and week out than I did at UMass. But as I always say, at the end of the day, football is football, and you kind of got to prepare a little bit differently because you're not kind of getting a let down game really many times. But I said football is football, but yeah, definitely got to get used to more of the week-in, week-out grind of SEC.
Driscoll and the ninth-ranked Tigers host Southern Miss Saturday afternoon in the annual homecoming game. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
It's a travel day today for Auburn soccer. Karen Hoppe's team plays at South Carolina tomorrow. It's the first match for the Tigers since their first weekend without a win this season.
South Carolina's a tremendous team. They've got a great defense, so I think, you know, we certainly have to be sharper offensively. I think we left too much on the table offensively in these two games. And then we've got to be tidier defensively. Giving up 3 goals in a game, that's a first for us, and it exposed some things defensively, and we've got to be tighter as our defensive unit.
Tomorrow's match begins at 6 p.m. in Columbia. And don't miss Tiger Talk tonight. Gus Malzahn previews Southern Miss. 6 p.m. airtime for Tiger Talk. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power, tools built for real people, and dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com. Real people, steel people.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, are you driving up for the big game this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingen's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs will treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center in Hillcrest and Three Notch, you've got an accident without injuries. Officers are on the scene. Older one at eastbound I-10 between Broad and Duval, off to the side of the road, and finally clearing up Old Shell and South University. Do have some showers now for the Bayway and over towards Baldwin County, so be careful if you're traveling that stretch of I-10. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile offers more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet with the brand new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot the Revere Double Wide. Pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.com. MS. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 718 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, Thursday style, which, by the way, Thursday, the last day of the week to get the $6.99 apps and dollar off drafts out at the Causeway location of the Original Oyster House.
You got to take advantage.
Right. Today's your day from 5 to 7 this afternoon slash evening. It's every Monday through Thursday from 5 to 7 at the Causeway location. Yeah, you get $6.99 apps, dollar off drafts. Plus, we got live music going on, live music back at the Causeway location of the Original Oyster House. So make that part of your plans today, or you know what? Do it over the weekend as well. But the specials, Monday through Friday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Check out more information online at originaloysterhouse.com. Coming back, we'll get some highlights from the interview yesterday with Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson talking about the amended budget the City Council passed earlier in the week. And then coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Mobile City Councilman John Williams joins us to talk about it from his perspective. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As the nation readies itself to continue to watch the nomination process of Brett Kavanaugh to Supreme Court play out, former Senator candidate Roy Moore is back in the headlines. Well, at least his name is. President Trump held a press conference in New York. He was asked about allegations of sexual assault against Kavanaugh and why he, quote, always seems to side with the accused and not the accuser. Well, President Trump responded by saying, quote, he was not happy with Roy Moore, but Roy Moore was a Republican candidate. I'd rather have the Republican candidate win. I was very happy with Luther Strange, who was a terrific man from Alabama, but he had a lot of things going against him. Moore, the state's former chief justice, lost the December election to Democrat Doug Jones after allegations that Moore had improper sexual contact surfaced. That allegation and many of them surfaced from back in the 1970s with teenage girls. Moore won the GOP nomination after defeating Strange, who had been appointed by former Governor Robert Bentley to serve out the U.S. Senate term of now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. President Trump had initially backed Strange in the GOP primary, but then he switched his endorsement to Moore in the general election. In terms of Brett Kavanaugh, the president says that this is a case of the Democrats using allegations against Kavanaugh to destroy, quote, a man's reputation, and that these are all false to me. These are false accusations in certain cases. I can only say that what they've done to this man is incredible. You now have another location to earn that degree if Strayer University is your school of choice. On Tuesday, the third Alabama campus opened its doors in Montgomery. School officials say the location will serve working adults with a leaner classroom model while offering on-site support resources. Strayer University offers degrees ranging from associate's, bachelor's to master's and MBAs with both online and in-person instruction. Strayer has campuses in Huntsville, Birmingham, and more than 70 nationwide. Classes start October the 1st. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
And two, I'd like to know, what did I just say there about the, hell, I went mind blank on myself.
Yeah, probably the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, what were we just talking about before that?
You see, your stupid minds, stupid.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
722 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile mornings on the way. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will look at our forecast for today, tomorrow, and the weekend ahead. Maybe a little better by the weekend. Doc will break out the details for us coming up in just a few. And in the 8 o'clock hour, Rob Holbert from Lanyap joins us at 8:30. And Mobile City Councilman John Williams joins us at 8. So we'll get the conversation started. And this coming off of what happened earlier this week, Mobile City Council passing a altered version of the budget here. I think 10 different changes to the mayor's budget and moving money from one thing to another, reallocating funds out there. And the mayor was disappointed with this and was on the show with me yesterday on the midday show, talked about this. First of all, discussing GolfQuest and the shift of funding there. Explain, in your tweet, you said, by cutting funding to GolfQuest, the city will be thrown into default on many of the grants tied to the museum. Can you flesh that out for us?
Yes, I think the number is $26 million, Sean, of FTA, Federal Transportation Grants, that the city accepted, you know, back when it was being built. And that money is amortized over a 40-year period, and we're only 3 years into that 40-year amortization. So if we, if GovQuest closes permanently, the city will have to pay back 37/40th, you know, of that $26 million.
I mean, that comes up as a payment that this, so the match is, right, there's some portion that came from city funds, and then there was the federal money, but we would have to pay the feds their money?
Yes, we would have to pay the feds the money. We have been in communication with them. They brought it up to us probably either 2 or 3 years ago that they had not forgotten about, you know, the need for there to be a ferry terminal. And also they brought it up and sent us a letter probably early September about the ferry. So that's why we have been working to get the ferry up into the Delta and up into the port, you know, working with the new dock.
All right, more of our discussion here of what changes were made with Mayor Stimson. 10 budget changes made by the council. He had this to say as well. One of the initial items you were tackling with the city in the performance contracts.
That's correct, Sean. Let me say this. From a compassion standpoint, you know, my heart goes out to those organizations that are doing great work in the social areas of our city. And they certainly are worthy of funding. But our primary responsibility and the things we cannot turn our back on have to do with public safety, public works, and infrastructure. I mean, we've been trying to rebuild the city and improve the safety of the city since day one. So it comes down to choices. But we cannot abdicate our position on those primary issues that we've got to fund.
All right, and then discussion. And by the way, the whole podcast is up and linked through 16 minutes or so with the mayor yesterday. This part, a discussion of Ladd Peoples and the funding that's laid out there for Ladd Peoples and the shift away from one part of the budget to another. It was budget amendment number 9, the decrease liability fund and increase Ladd Stadium public parks and rec to the tune of $750,000, $750,000 says note, $200,000 of additional funds are earmarked for the walking biking trail and $550,000 for the maintenance and capital projects for a total appropriation of $950,000. Is this, do you feel, a retort that comes back over the whole the Ladd USA situation? Do you think that was specific?
Sean, I'd rather not speculate on that, but I'd say it's very cleverly crafted what was done. You know, putting the mayor in a difficult position looked like I'm not for funding any of those items. And so that's not the case. If there was excess money available, I'd be glad to recommend as part of the budget that we do those. But we've worked since the month of May, all the way up to the time we submitted the budget to the city council, you know, trying to determine where the money was going to be best spent. And based on our priorities is how we delivered that budget to the city council. We respect their ability, you know, to change that. But by the same token, we will have to live with the consequences of their vote.
All right, Don. Hear the full interview on our podcast page. And coming up at 8 o'clock, Mobile City Councilman John Williams gives us his take on why those budget amendments were passed. By the way, 6-0 vote. Councilman Joel Days was absent, so that's why it's not seven votes counted. I don't know how he would have voted, but Joel Days was absent. The rest of the members of City Council, 6-0, voted for all 10 of those budget amendments. John Williams will join us coming up at 8 o'clock to talk more about that. And as a primer for that, you may want to listen to the whole interview from yesterday's Midday Mobile with Mayor Sandy Stimson, and that's on our website. You can link through. It's one of our three big things. The story's posted up this morning. Also on our list here of what's happening this morning, of course, you have the Ford Kavanaugh hearing and a viewer's guide posted up, because this gets cranked up at 9 o'clock our time.
9 o'clock central, I believe, is when they will. They're both supposed to be there in front of the committee, and this hearing is supposed to start at 9 o'clock. I'm not sure if that's when it will actually start, but that's the plan.
Okay, that's the plan. And remember, critical question here is, can Senate Republicans get a 51-49 majority in Kavanaugh's favor? Because you have some possible defectors on the Republican side, and it would be only a situation where it was a foregone conclusion that he would be confirmed, that you may get Democrats like a Joe Manchin, or as people ask right here at home, a Doug Jones, to confirm as well. But right now, 51-49, that's what the Republicans need. Will they get it?
It's hard to believe. It was just a couple weeks ago we were discussing whether Senator Jones, Manchin, whether they would flip, and now they have all the reason in the world to stay on the Democrat side as far as voting goes.
There you go. Also, while you're on our website or our Facebook page, check out the return of the Ultimate Tailgate Prize giveaway. $6,000 worth of prizes to make your football watching even better. Check out the details of what you win and how you win on our website, Facebook page, and other social media platforms. 729, Dr. Bill joins us coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now, we'll check in with News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A University of South Alabama student has been suspended and banned from the campus pending a formal hearing. The move comes after two nooses and a bicycle were found hanging from a tree outside the campus dining hall. Some are angry at school officials who initially said the rope hanging from the tree was there to hold up a sign for homecoming festivities.
I feel like the university just tried to brush things off.
A hearing for the suspended student has not been scheduled. More testimony is scheduled today in the trial of Mary Rice. She's charged in the murders of four women, three of them in Northwest Florida. Yesterday, the mother of one of the victims took the stand. Loretta Crocker was brought to tears, describing the day she found her daughter, Kayla Crocker, shot to death in her baby's room inside her trailer in Beulah. A man wanted for murder here on the Gulf Coast has been arrested in Illinois. Deshaud Jones, also known as DJ, is the suspect in a shooting in Ocean Springs. That crime happened September 15th. Jones is accused of shooting and killing Troy Taylor outside Kahuna's Bar and Grill on Highway 90. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Double rebates. That's right, double rebates. Up to $400 off. Now available at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on all Liberty Colonial models and up. Unbelievable savings on clearance models with instant cash rebates, free accessories, up to $150, free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles, and 0% interest with approved credit. Now is the time to save on a Liberty Safe at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The best and largest selection of safes on the Gulf Coast. Own peace of mind. Own a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. That's exit 5B, Muffin, and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty.
Buses full of protesters are already arriving in Washington for today's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will appear to refute allegations from several women that he sexually assaulted them. The first woman to go public, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, will tell the committee her story. President Trump is accusing China of interfering in U.S. elections. Correspondent Alexandra Field says the president has tweeted out as evidence an insert from a Chinese publication that showed up in an Iowa newspaper.
A top senior administration official saying that Chinese tariffs targeting regions of the United States that supported President Trump in 2016 also amount to election meddling and interference.
The House has overwhelmingly voted to direct the federal government to set a minimum size for airline seats, to bar passengers from being kicked off overbooked planes, and to consider whether to restrict animals on planes. It's part of a bill reauthorizing Federal Aviation Administration programs, and it now goes on to the Senate. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Trump administration has started compensating farmers for damage tariffs are doing to their business, but many farmers say the payments won't make up for lost sales to China and other foreign markets they were counting on to buy their products. Bumper corn and soybean harvests and record pork production have pushed down prices for agricultural commodities. The Agriculture Department says farm income is expected to drop 13% this year to $66 billion, extending a years-long slump. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is off to a slow start in his mission to bring virtual reality to the masses. So perhaps it's appropriate his company's next VR headset will be called Quest. The headset from Facebook's Oculus division will be a standalone device that won't require a smartphone or a connection to a PC to create artificial worlds. The $400 Quest won't be available until next spring. Crude oil is trading at $72.26 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Renowned medical correspondent and endurance race champion, Bob Arnott, MD.
People ask me, how do you keep competing at the age of 70? Healthy living is important, but so is pain relief. If you have pain, you can't train. So I'm thrilled I discovered Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. This unique topical pain reliever contains two safe and effective anesthetics. Nothing has worked better for me.
Salonpas Lidocaine Plus, cream or roll-on.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Tossing food wrappers and soda cans can be expensive. That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. If you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Put garbage in its place. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, new accident. One vehicle involved northbound 65 between the 13 and 14 mile marker. Also eastbound I-10 between Broad and Duval. Working an accident. Dolphin and Rhymes and Three Notch and Hillcrest. Delays continue. I-10 eastbound from Range Line to 65 and State Troopers there. Highway 98 in front of Sims Elementary School. Two tractor trailers with a fender bender. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your Anthem Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so this is, other than yesterday where we took a little bit of a break during the morning hours, this has been the pattern this week. Rain in the mornings and, okay, rain in the middays. Well, then there's been rain in the afternoon and evening, too. Yeah. We stick with that, or what's happening? We lost our connection, Dr. Bill?
I guess so. You there, Dr. Bill?
Uh-oh. Maybe he took a direct strike. we'll stand by here for Dr. Bill. Try it again? Okay. Dr. Bill, you there?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Something happened. I don't know. The squirrels ate through the wires or something like that. So we didn't... I was just saying, it's been raining a bunch this week, like you said. Get ready for it, and it's been true the whole way through Thursday. What about the rest of the day today and going forward to the weekend?
Well, it looks like this pattern that we see this morning, and of course faced with yesterday, because with us through Friday, we're going to see an improvement somewhat over the weekend.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Dr. Bill, hopefully we can get Dr. Bill back on in just a second. 7:36, we'll be right back.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
All right, and from the top, let's try this again. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, now we were in the midst of talking about the rain we've had this week, and I was just seeing any sign of this ending anytime soon?
Well, we're going to see an improvement over the weekend, so that's good. But for today and tomorrow, we're going to continue with this periods of showers and thunderstorms, some sunshine now and then, and then over the weekend, we'll see more sunshine and mainly afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures getting on well up into the 80s. But today, a good chance for showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s. Tonight, we'll see a decrease in the shower activity, but we'll still have them around, low tonight in the low 70s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again, a good chance for some showers and thunderstorms, and a high in the mid-80s. And as I mentioned, looks a little better for the weekend, partly cloudy both days, mainly afternoon showers and thunderstorms, and high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. And then Monday and Tuesday, we'll see a further decrease in the coverage of thunderstorms, and temperatures will be in the upper 80s.
I mean, that's a little bit of help for tomorrow night's Cub Scout camp out at Battleship Memorial Park, but not great. It's going to have to have the battery-powered fan on my face tomorrow night, laying there in the tent with a couple hundred Cub Scouts. Wow. Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Yeah, the storm we've been looking at for several days with the Atlantic called Leslie, it actually changed from a tropical system to a mid-latitude storm, but it's very, very large. Covers a good portion of the North Atlantic. Now it appears to be going back to a tropical system, developing a lot of thunderstorm activity around the center. No threat to any land area. The other storm that we were watching, Kirk, moving across the tropics on the Atlantic, headed for the Caribbean, it has it's now a tropical storm, about 50 mile per hour winds. But once it gets into the Caribbean, the winds aloft there will be just too strong for the system, and it will most likely will fall apart.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, keeping his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 7:40, we'll check headlines with Kelly next.
Auburn.
Into Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Southern Miss.
Auburn pins its ears back, and he's dropped.
The Tigers finish their four-game homestand against the Golden Eagles.
Setup steps back to throw. On first down, he'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man short.
Coverage begins at noon, Saturday, on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A recall alert in effect, and its numbers have been expanded. As we now know, more than 132,000 pounds of ground beef recalled last week over E. coli concerns were sold at Target, Sam's Club, and other retailers nationwide. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has just released a list of grocery stores which sold the recalled beef products, and they include Aldi, Sam's Club, Target, Safeway, Albertsons, Vons, Pack and Save. Now, Cargo Meat Solutions issued the recall back on September the 19th. The beef products were identified after an investigation into an E. coli outbreak, which resulted in 17 illnesses and one death. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service made the announcement. Each patient had consumed ground beef products purchased at various retail stores that were supplied by Cargo Meat Solutions. The items carry in, quote, EST.86R label inside the USDA mark of inspection and were produced and packaged June the 21st. If you have questions, you can call the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-674-6854. Planning a trip to Disney? Based on the day you visit, you could save some money. Beginning October the 16th, Disney is rolling out a new flexible pricing planning tool, which will allow users to see ticket costs based on the day the person plans to visit the Orlando theme park. Currently, tickets are priced based on each month's value, regular and peak days. The changes means prices will vary on a daily basis, determined by how crowded the park may be. $109 to $129 single day tickets, that's what they'll range from, decreasing based on the number of days purchased. Currently, ticket prices range from $102 to $129 per day. And here's more great news, ticket prices will be standard across the resort's four theme parks, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot. Currently, prices are higher for Magic Kingdom. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The University of South Alabama says private information for nearly 800 students eligible for an academic scholarship was accidentally attached to an email sent out Tuesday. The email was sent to 450 of those students. The university released a statement saying when the situation became known, the university promptly contacted the students. The students' ages, race, major, credit hours, and GPA information were all included in the email. A woman in Foley Foley is charged with disorderly conduct after a few tense moments during a school field trip Wednesday morning. Around 11 o'clock Wednesday morning, a woman ran into a bowling alley full of kids and began yelling statements like, "Terrorists are coming and I'm here to protect you." The woman then ran to nearby businesses and began acting erratically. Police continue to investigate. Escambia County deputies arrested a man for intent to sell a number of drugs from a home within 1,000 feet of a school. Deputies say Brad Tucker of Brent, Florida, is charged with possession and intent to sell. They found nearly 8 pounds of marijuana, 1,400 Xanax pills, and more than 25 grams of cocaine in a home on Flagler Drive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Good morning, quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the major leagues on Wednesday, the Atlanta Braves were shut out by the New York Mets 3-0. Before the game, Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson was diagnosed with a partially torn ligament in his left hand. Swanson will undergo daily treatment for the remainder of the regular season. He'll be reevaluated next week prior to the start of the National League Division Series that begins on October the 4th. A walk-off RBI single from Albert Almora gave the Chicago Cubs a 7-6 win over Pittsburgh in 10 innings. That win puts Chicago in the playoffs for the fourth season in a row. The Milwaukee Brewers also clinched a playoff spot last night with a 2-1 win over St. Louis. It'll be the Brewers' first postseason appearance since 2011. But the Cubs and Brewers are still in a close race for the NL Central Division crown. The Cubs lead Milwaukee by a half game with 4 days left in the season. Colorado shut out Philadelphia 14-0. German Marquez tied a major league record by striking out the first 8 batters that he faced.
0-2. Swung on and missed. That just tied the major league record since 1900. 8 in a row.
Marquez also set the Rockies' franchise record with 215 strikeouts in one season. The Rockies passed the Los Angeles Dodgers for the division lead in the National League West. With the Dodgers 7-2 loss to Arizona, the Rockies now lead by a half game. In college football news, Clemson Tigers senior quarterback Kelly Bryant told the Greenville News that he will transfer from Clemson after losing the starting quarterback job. On Monday, true freshman quarterback Trevor Lawrence was named Clemson's starting quarterback. Bryant told the paper that the demotion was a slap in the face. In Bryant's 18 starts, he has a 16-2 record and led Clemson to the college football playoff last year. Bryant started the first 4 games this season, but with the NCAA's new redshirt rule, he'll keep his year of eligibility by transferring to another team. In NFL news, Tennessee Titans wide receiver Rishard Matthews told A to Z Sports on Wednesday that he has asked the team for his release, and they've come to an agreement that will end Matthews' time with the Titans. Matthews texted A to Z Sports that he was not happy with the amount of playing time that he's received in the first 3 games of the season. In August, Matthews signed a 1-year, $7.75 million contract extension with the Titans. He then missed all of training camp due to a knee injury. He has 3 receptions on 6 targets for only 11 yards this year. 7:48 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, got accidents clearing eastbound I-10 between Broad and Duval Street. Dolphin and Rhymes at Three Notch and Hillcrest. Still got the one vehicle accident northbound 65 near the 13 and 14 mile marker. And right in front of Sims Elementary School, I've got two tractor trailers got together with a minor fender bender. Sips and Smokes at the Battle House Hotel featuring five whiskeys and the perfect cigar selected by the Tender Box. Enjoy this exclusive event on the 8th floor terrace. You can get tickets at the Royal Street Tavern or through Eventbrite by typing Sips and Smokes. It's the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
750 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Everscotto. We'll get to that coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Good news if you work for the state of Alabama or perhaps you're retired from your state job. Well, the Alabama State Employees Health Insurance Plan will not see any increase in premiums or changes in benefits in the coming year, and the cost to taxpayers is also expected to remain level. On Wednesday, the State Employees Insurance Board approved a recommendation to keep all the same as it has been for the last 2 years, thanks to a presentation by Chief Executive Officer William Ashmore, who showed a healthy financial outlook, including a decline in total expenses since 2010. The board's request to the legislature for 2020 will be $930 per employee per month, the same as it has been the last 2 years. That totals about $352 million this year. The members will contribute about $95 million. Ashmore says that there are several main reasons for the reduced spending, which include a decline in the number of active employees enrolled, although more retirees are enrolled as well. Ashmore says a wellness program started about 10 years ago has also been the biggest factor in keeping costs down. Quote, as they reduce the risk, you have a much healthier population to insure. The base monthly premium for an active employee is $115 a month. Members can get a $25 discount for participation in the wellness program and a $60 discount if they do not use tobacco. The base premium for a family coverage, including a spouse, is $440 a month before discounts. Speaking of money, BBVA, the parent company of BBVA Compass, will have a new chairman. CEO Carlos Torres Villa has been picked to succeed Francisco Gonzalez as executive chairman of the company, effective December 31st. Gonzalez has been executive chairman of BBVA since 2000. Villa joined the company in 2008 as head of strategy and corporate development, becoming head of digital banking in March of 2014. Digital sales now account for almost 40% of total units sold in the BBVA group, while digital customers, those numbers come in as to more than 25 million. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's also a Thursday. That means we get to talk to Captain Bobby Everscotto for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by my friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And Macklin and the whole crew at HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And the star of the show from the A-Team Fishing Adventures crew, Captain Bobby Everscotto. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're great, man. It's the weekends here, and we're talking some fishing. And officially now, I guess we could call it fall fishing. We have now entered into fall. It doesn't feel like it, but on the calendar, it's fall.
Yeah, you know, it never does until we're like truly a month into fall before we even get a little bit of a feel like fall. But, you know, kind of continue what we were talking about last week, that transition's on right now, and you're still getting that big push of shrimp up into the bay, and the shrimpers are really catching a bunch of shrimp at the northern end of the bay, and that's kind of one telltale for me as far as where the fish are moving to, fish being speckled trout. We'll talk about redfish in a second, but anyway, that seems to kind of be the area, the northern part of the bay. You know, there's not a specific spot. I wish I could just say, hey, you could go right here and catch some fish. It's not that type of fishing as you and I experienced a week or so ago. You really got to kind of stay on the move and keep your eyes open. There's big, swarms. I don't know if they call shrimp schools, but big swarms of shrimp. And of course, with the trout underneath them, they run the shrimp to the surface. And it's not the classic, big flocks of birds diving on these shrimp. It's the bigger terns, a few laughing gulls that'll hover over those shrimp, and occasionally one will swoop down. But it doesn't really look like much. But when you get on them, you'll find out there's really a lot of fish around some of that, and a lot of times a variety of fish. You can catch speckled trout, redfish, drum, sheephead, gaff top catfish. Just never really know what's going to be in, and they're usually all mixed together on those pods or schools or whatever you want to call them, a shrimp.
Yeah, I mean, you and I the other day fishing, I think we did seven species in half a morning.
Yeah, I know it. And that's fun, when you start catching those and the variety of fish that you catch, because everything lives on those shrimp, man. If you have an enemy, you want to wish them something, have them come back as a shrimp, because everything eats a shrimp, I tell everybody a lot of things in the water, everything in the water and a lot of things on land eat shrimp.
So, that's right.
That's the key to the whole deal. We targeted redfish too a couple days last week after we caught some trout, and just really pleased to tell you that the red fishing's really been good. I mean, just the couple times I had a chance to do it, and this was all with artificial bait, beating the edges of some grass lines and features on the bank in the form of points and creek mouse and things like that. There was a lot of redfish. We had a lot of fun with that, and not big schools of them. We were at least kind of drifting down some of the banks, and we'd catch a redfish, and I'd put the poles down, and you catch two or maybe three on a point, and then drift down a little ways and catch another couple. And by the time we were done, we had a couple dozen, medium to upper size slot fish. Again, all on artificial bait. Gulp under a popping cork worked really well with the reds, even though we caught a few on voodoos. The trout was all on voodoos under popping corks. That kind of really helps you stay mobile, which is the key when you're fishing some of these moving fish.
Hey, how about one of your many pro tips for the folks out here? Because when we fished the other day, you and I got in a discussion of the voodoo shrimp that we were throwing. We had both had something similar in the box, and it did make a little bit of a difference with tweaking there on the size and color.
Yeah, well, I've kind of gotten sold as far as the size go on the smallest one that they make, which they call a baby voodoo. That's the small one. You don't get any more bites, one way or the other, whether you're using a larger one. The thing is, you seem to catch a lot more of the bites you do get on the small ones. And then I was using a new color, or I think you and I were flip-flopping back and forth, but I was using a kind of a chartreuse color, and we were using also kind of a pearl white with the chartreuse tail. And when we got in the muddier water, it really seemed like that pearl white really started to do a lot better than the translucent chartreuse. So, the moral of that whole story and the tip, I would, if you have two different colors, I would have a color on each, on a couple different rods, and kind of play around. If you got somebody on the boat with you, let them throw that. And you'll start to notice, like we did the other day, there's a noticeable difference sometimes when you make a pretty extreme adjustment between two colors.
All right, Captain Bobby, best yet is somebody get a trip booked with you for some of this fall catching that's going on right now. How do they do that?
Yeah, I would love to hear from you. It's ateamfishing.com is the website, and you can just get it's really easy to navigate now, even on your phone, with our contact us tab, and it'll get you in touch with us either via the internet, or you can even give us a call on the old cell phone.
All right, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Thank you, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go by and see Chip, Dubby, the whole gang there. And, you know, Chip's got what we were throwing the other day. You go by and ask Chip for those DOAs, I mean, those Voodoos and the colors and sizes we were throwing. He's got them. And if you got to get that new electronics on your boat, call my buddy Macklin at HMS Marine Electronics. They bring you the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings starts next. Councilman John Williams in studio.